Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, April 29th, 2024. This morning I will talk about Paul's ministry partners. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Most merciful Father, all praise and honor, power and dominion, truth and justice are yours, because you raise up charismatic leaders from the most unexpected of places, and personally mentor us through your Holy Spirit. Be ever near. Forgive us for overlooking the talents of the people around us, and rushing to speak when we should listen. Forgive our prideful ways. Thank you for human mentors such as Barnabas and Paul, who look beyond themselves to build up the church and strengthen newcomers in the faith. May we emulate their mentorship. In the power of your Holy Spirit, raise up new generations of leaders in your church who can speak with authority and live lives worthy of the faith that you have given them. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In Acts 4:36 and 37 we read, Joseph, who was also called by the apostles Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, a Levi, a native of Cyprus, sold a field that belonged to him and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. Joseph of Cyprus, a Levite, is better known to Christians as Barnabas, a nickname given him by the apostles. In Hebrew, Barnabas literally means son of the prophet, but Luke tells us that it means the son of encouragement, a metaphorical inference or gleich. The nickname was likely given because Joseph made a substantial donation to the early church, which no doubt demonstrated serious encouragement. But the second time that Joseph is mentioned, his encouragement takes an entirely different turn. In Acts 9:26 and 27 we read, And when he, the Apostle Paul, had come to Jerusalem, he attempted to join the disciples, and they were all afraid of him, for they did not believe that he was the disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles, and declared to them how on the road he had seen the Lord, who had spoken to him, and how at Damascus he had preached boldly in the name of Jesus. Bringing Paul to the apostles took moxie. Paul had previously been a persecutor, ravaging the church, and out of fear the apostles shunned him. But Barnabas did not stop with introductions. He actively mentored him in ministry. When the apostles heard that the Antioch church was growing, they sent Barnabas to investigate. Barnabas worked with the Antioch church, and his ministry helped them grow, but Barnabas saw more potential. In Acts 11:25 and 26 we read, So Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year they met with the church and taught a great many people, and in Antioch the disciples were first called Christians. Antioch was one of the first century's most important churches, but more importantly, this was where, thanks to Barnabas, Paul learned to be an evangelist. This after previously being more or less exiled by the apostles to his hometown in Tarsus. It was in Antioch that Paul received his Gentile commission. In Acts 13:2 and 3 we read, The Holy Spirit said, Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul, for the work which I have called them. Then after fasting and praying, they laid their hands on them and sent them off. Note that the commission is attributed to the Holy Spirit, and that Barnabas continued his work of mentoring Paul even during his first missionary trip. What if Barnabas had tooted his own horn, ignored Paul's talents, and shunned him like everyone else? Petty self-serving and weak leadership is more typical than good mentoring in most organizations, not just the church. Just the other day, I learned that a pastoral colleague and friend who had been taken offline because of an accusation of just one individual. One strike, you're out behavior is an all too typical employment practice in our competitive world. Paul's evangelism established churches throughout Asia Minor, into Greece, all the way to Rome. He also personally wrote more than half of the books of the New Testament, and likely motivate authors to write most of the other New Testament books. These accomplishments helped form the foundation of the early church. None of them would have been done or at least would have been delayed had Barnabas not mentored Paul. Barnabas's influence is obvious in Paul's efforts to continue the mentoring of many churches through his letters and many individuals, including Silvanus, Sosthenes, Timothy, and likely Titus, who are all mentioned. Timothy is mentioned 4 times as a co-author of a Pauline letter. Silvanus is mentioned 2x. Paul likely mentored each of his colleagues and mentioned them in letter introductions because they served as messengers to bring the letters to the churches advertised. Titus, like Timothy, is addressed in a separate letter and mentioned many times, but he is more of a colleague of Paul than a mentee. Even today, co-authorship often suggests a mentoring relationship. A professor, such as my father during his time at Purdue University, might co-author papers with his graduate students and lesser-known colleagues to lend them credibility and visibility in professional circles. Oftentimes, the students wrote the papers which the professors edited. In Paul's case, his colleagues also may have served him as a scribe whose particular talent would be to legibly write in Greek using the least amount of parchment, which was quite expensive. 2 of Paul's ministry partners were also influential in their own right, Mark and Luke. Both traveled with Paul on his missionary journeys, and both authored Gospels, even though neither were among the apostles. Scholars believe that the Gospel of Mark was the first Gospel to be written because both Matthew and Luke display literary dependence on Mark's Gospel. Some believe that Mark's role, and perhaps Luke's, in Paul's ministry was to recite the stories of Jesus because Paul did not know the person of Jesus, only the risen Christ. Mark also served as a manumiss to the Apostle Peter, so he was well acquainted with these stories. Early written accounts of these stories are likely the source of the Q manuscript, which scholars described as the source of Jesus' stories, common to the Synoptic Gospels. Outside of Paul's roles as a mentor, he gave his ministry partners an audience for the stories of Jesus, something unique to humble leaders. While most of us tell colorful stories about the people we know, only the stories written down ordinarily pass the test of time. Paul's contribution to the preservation of the Jesus stories should not be underestimated. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.